Joining us right now is County Board Member Oliver Burrows from Marathon County, who has an issue with the county's new rule against recording in a closed session of a committee or county board meeting.
First of all, Mr. Burrows, the issue of whether or not recording closed session meetings should be allowed has come up. The county board has passed their own rule saying it should not be allowed by anybody but the county clerk. But I've also heard that the county clerk has the discretion of whether or not it is recorded. And if they do record it, then it would be available if necessary. But if they don't record it, there's really no exact record of what was said or done in that meeting. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct, Larry. And the situation is this. There is at least one case that has already gone through the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which, to summarize an 86-page ruling by the court, that closed session is superseded or trumped by rules of discovery. And the ordinance that was passed by the county board, which was not properly discussed, I was not allowed to speak, nor was I allowed to offer an amendment, and the resolution is inaccurate and violates our requirements for an accurate financial impact. That resolution only affects the county board meetings. It doesn't affect committees, subcommittees, task forces, or any other public meeting. Without a oral recording, which, by the way, is required in states as close to us as Illinois, there is no accurate record, and the ordinance as passed does not allow or guarantee access by any supervisor to that recording. So everything is in the more voluntary phrase of may rather than shall, and only covers county board meetings, not the other meetings of the county to which I alluded.
If the rule for county was changed to require recording by the clerk of all meetings, committee and otherwise, would that satisfy the requirement as far as you see it?
No, I don't think it would, because there can be instances. And in 1977, I believe the Attorney General noted such instances where a county board member or a board member of some other public body may be in opposition to the body as a whole, and thus it would be perhaps denied by the body as a whole for that individual to have access to that recording. If you take a look at the ruling in Sands v. Whitnall School District, you will see that a party asked for specific information from the board members as to what went on in that meeting. And the outcome of that case was ruled 6-1, Larry, that such access would be allowed. I am also maintaining that the Americans with Disability Act would allow such recordings to be made by an individual who couldn't take notes for himself or herself. And there was a case in 2007 in Waupaca County where they found that such a prohibition of recordings was not, it was held ab initio, which means wrong or outlawed from the beginning. So we already have at least one tort precedent in a neighboring county. And as you would find out if you talk to Corporations Council, no other county has such a rule at this time.
Let's say the opposition were arguing that the issue of these items coming out into the public after being recorded in closed session, how would you propose making sure the closed session material remains not released to the public if there's more than one body recording it?
Larry, I proposed a detailed amendment to the resolution barring recording that was voted down 34-1 at the county board meeting held at Eau Claire Dells at the picnic on, I believe it was 30 July. I tried to address that and tried to address the fact that right now, Corporations Council has indicated to the Executive Committee of the Marathon County Board that there is no punishment for anyone releasing such information. And if you were to go back and look at either my recordings or the WAAC recordings of that meeting, you'll find out that some people even spoke against having increased fines for violations of this ordinance at the time when they voted down my amendment. So I attempted, Larry, to address these issues, every criticism that's been raised all the way up and down the line, and was voted down. Either one other person agreed with me or no one agreed with me when I dealt with this on 30 July.
As you look ahead, the board has already adopted the rule, a rule that you strongly disagree with. What is the perfect solution, if there is one?
The perfect solution is to allow any person who is legally entitled to be in that closed session to make any audio and or video recording, maintain any notes, and to strengthen the penalties and define what the penalties would cover for release of such information. Anything short of that, I believe, affects the individual's right to be able to know what he or she said if faced with deposition in some legal action.
Anything you want to add today?
Well, I think the important thing here is that this has become an issue only because of the fact that I began recording after a committee meeting had minutes and a falsified resolution recorded in those minutes by a member of the staff of Marathon County. I did not go doing this until such time as I found that the minutes were inaccurate. And while I will not discuss for legal reasons and appropriateness reasons what went on in that closed session, the fact that I have a recording of a closed session is what triggered this action by a member of the county board.
It's Marathon County Board Member Oliver Burroughs.